Well, I'm now in the Albanac or something restaurant with Mum, having been to the Easter service at wherever it was, Westminster Abbey this morning. My brain is rotting already. And we had a nice walk up Whitehall afterwards, and are now on the ground floor at this place, which is a sort of Scottish restaurant overlooking Trafalgar Square. Food has been very nice so far. I had a starter of haggis, neeps and tatties, which was gorgeous. And Mum, what did you have?
I had smoked trout and salmon pate.
Smoked trout and salmon pate. And that was good, wasn't it? And the wine's quite nice too. And mains, what are you having for main?
Beef Wellington.
And I'm having salmon with a Cullen skink broth and other things. So that sounds good. Looking forward to having a whiskey at the end, as the menu's pretty good. Yeah, I'll talk a bit more about it later. But anyway, there's a bit of atmosphere from in here. And the weather is still gorgeous. Still in the restaurant, and I've just had my whiskey delivered to me before my dessert, actually. But have you still got the menu?
No, it's gone.
Ah,
it's C-A-O-L.
C-O-A-L.
C-A-O-L.
Oh, C-A-O-L.
I-L-Y.
I-L-Y.
I think, or I-L-A, something like that, like
Isla. So how would you pronounce it?
Oh,
Kaila Isla. Right, okay, and I'm going to have I have actually already had a little sniff of this, but here we go. And it is beautifully smoky. Wonderful. Mummy, you're going to have another smell.
I nearly knocked my head off when I first did it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's the undertones of lavender. But I'm not quite getting that.
Are you not getting the lavender? It's meant to be lavender with swirling smoke underneath it. Right, I might as well have a taste, might as well.
I'm sure it'll complement your whiskey pudding.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Here we go. Right, here we go. I'm going to have a taste. That's very nice.
Good, you have to have another taste.
That's really nice, actually. It's quite smooth for a peaty one. But yeah, there's a nice amount of smoke in there, and I'd say a smoothness and a little kick at the end. I have to say, I haven't tasted the lavender yet, but that's really nice. How's your finest single malt Drambuie?
I don't want to have mine till after my dessert.
All right, fair enough. What are you going to, for dessert, we're having something else that's unpronounceable. Karak. It's got whiskey and it's got berries and it's got oats and beans and barley grow. No, it hasn't. It's got oats. What else?
This could be it.
Oh, okay. Find out.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Could I
have another
napkin, please?
Thank
you very much. Right. Yeah, you've got a side, so you've got a shortbread biscuit, and then it's cream on the top, biscuit
yep.
In the middle, berries and leaves. It's like layered like trifle.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put my spoon in. Sinking in.
So that's all cream. You don't want to pile it on the back of it.
All right, I'll do that.
Put it in the bag. Go in again. Thank you. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
And another one for you, Robert.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, good. It's not too salty. I hate it if it's salty.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. It's very nice.
Just gonna hear it.
Nice and crunchy. I'll save Audio Boo the rest of the eating noises. You can come back when I'm back in the whiskey. Well, I have to say that dessert was absolutely gorgeous.
It was.
It had black currants and raspberries and cream. And oats, and what else did it have? There was meant to be some whiskey in there somewhere, wasn't there?
Yeah, but it's
well hidden whiskey, yeah. But it was very nice. And I also had my whiskey, which I tasted in the recording, and Mum had her jamboree, which was tasted of jamboree, I believe. And what were our overall impressions of this place?
Satisfactory.
Yeah. I mean, I think had expected
a bit more dining atmosphere.
Yeah,
pub.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'd expected to be upstairs, but you said it was empty, basically, yeah. Didn't you? And when we arrived, the first thing she said to us was, we haven't got this, or 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 this. And there's about a list of about 7 or 8 things that they didn't actually have, because apparently they couldn't have deliveries today because it's a Sunday. So I don't know how every other restaurant in London copes with that, but... But anyway, it was a problem for them. But what we did have was really nice. Wasn't it?
It was
very nice. So, Mum's reading the sports pages. Very important. What's she discovering, Mum?
That British expats in Cyprus face a total wipeout of deposits over £85,000.
Over 85? Why are they saying 85? I thought it was 100,000.
Just let me read the rest.
Oh, £85,000. Oh, I see. Because of course, €100,000. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So anyway, we're on the train now, heading back towards Richmond. My original plan had been to stop off somewhere like Putney or Mortlake to go and see the boat race this afternoon. But to be honest, it's absolutely freezing out there, and I'm a wimp. So I'm not intending to do that. I'm going to go home. It'll be warm and cosy and have a bath. Sounds like a good idea?
Yes.
Yes. Good, good. He seems to have forgotten where he is. And I will be in the middle of this 8 coach train.
Oh, it's a bit strange.
Yeah. You'd hope the guard knows what train he's on, wouldn't you? Anyway, that's us for now. Quite tired now, actually.
You're tired?
Tired.
You said you're tired this morning.
Well, I'm even more tired now. It's all this eating. I can't be done with it. It's too tiring.